Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hour two of the Chad Hartman Show, Henry Lake in for Chad. And one of my favorite guests that I'd like to have on in the evenings on the Lake Show is joining us now here on the Chad Hartman Show. His name is Michael Ranball from the Minneapolis Star Tribune, joining us here on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Ranball, it's been a while, man. How you been?
Good. How are you, Henry?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good. Are you ready for some postseason basketball?
Yeah. Well, we got two more days. We just got to wait a little bit longer. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm going to start with the Wolves. We'll transition into some Vikings. I got a couple other questions for you, too. But look, I was at the game on Sunday as a fan, not as a media member. I sat in the stands with a buddy of mine. We watched Phoenix just do whatever the heck that they wanted against the Wolves. And it's been that way this season in those matchups. There's the part of me, the educated basketball person in me, that looks and says, this is a bad matchup. And I don't think that anybody out there could look at this and say it's a great matchup for the Wolves. But there's a part of me that looks at this, though, and understands that the Wolves can get past the Phoenix Suns if they're smart about it. When you saw that this was going to be the matchup, what was the first thing that popped in your head?
I mean, the first thing is, that's a bad matchup, right? Like, let's not sugarcoat it. Like, there were not a lot of great matchups. Like, for a team that's been as good as the Wolves have been all year, I think people have been looking at this for months and saying, man, are they going to wind up playing Phoenix or New Orleans or the Lakers or Dallas? You know, any number of those teams that could have been in that kind of, you know, 6, 7, 8 range when we knew the Wolves were going to be 1, 2, or 3. So, you know, just right off the bat, it's like, okay, of all the matchups they could have gotten, this is probably the least favorable one. Now, the second thing, though, is, right, like, you know, they went 0-3 against Phoenix this year, right? Like, all of those games are their own thing. You know, a couple of them were much earlier in the season, things like that. Like, I don't think we should overstate what that was. And I think maybe the biggest takeaway is that I wouldn't say this is like their hardest potential matchup of the entire playoffs. But if you get through this, if you win this series, the people are saying, hey, not a great matchup. You know, it could be a quick exit for a high seed. If they get through this, you know, yeah, Denver is next, but I think they like the matchup with Denver much better than they like this matchup, even if that's a better team. And you probably take your chances if you get through that against Oklahoma City. So you look at it, you say, they're kind of doing it in reverse, right? Like, it's like, you look at it, it's like the opportunity there is that if you can make it past the first round, you could make a run.
Yeah. And look, I'm a person that looks at all of this, and I say at the end of the day, Phoenix, yes, it's a really good threesome of, you know, three-headed monster that they have in terms of Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker, but they don't have any depth, right? Like, they gutted their team, and they're top-heavy. So I think that that's advantage Wolves from that perspective, and you also have home court. The other reason why I'm not going to freak out is that I think that Anthony Edwards is the type of young cat that's got that, you know, that dog mentality in him, that when we get into the postseason, he goes to another level. He steps it up a notch. He didn't perform that well against Phoenix in the regular season. I don't anticipate that that's going to be the case here in the postseason.
No, I agree. He's playoff ready. I mean, he's been good in the playoffs by and large. He's had a lot of big games in, you know what, the 11 playoff games. He's played a few play-in games too. Like, he is not afraid of the big stage. I'm not worried about Anthony Edwards. I think you make a good point about depth with Phoenix too. They don't have great depth. Now, they do have a really good starting five. And when you look at, you know, the playoffs, when rotations get tighter, I don't think depth is quite as important as it is in the regular season, which is probably why the Wolves were a better regular season team than Phoenix was this year. And it probably took Phoenix a little while to figure out how that new big three is going to play together, getting everybody healthy. So, you know, I think you look at it from a lot of different angles, but yeah, if someone from Phoenix gets into foul trouble early, if someone, you know, if there's a minor injury, someone misses some time, things like that, the Wolves have much better depth, ability to withstand some of that in the course of a 7-game series more than Phoenix. So, you know, you're not like sitting there waiting for something like that to happen. But you're right, depth could be a factor, especially if those things come into play.
Talking to Michael Ram from the Minneapolis Star Tribune here on the Chad Harbin Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, so now I think the Ant's going to play well. With Karl Anthony Towns, he's still trying to bounce back from the meniscus. He actually moves around a lot better than I think years ago when we had the similar situation with Jimmy Butler, who ironically is hurt now for the Miami Heat based off of last night's loss against the Philadelphia 76ers. But there's a couple of things that I think that Wolves fans need to be paying attention to here in this series. And I want to get your thoughts on it. First off, when I watched Rudy Gobert dominate Phoenix, I think that we should emphasize that Rudy Gobert, for them, is a mismatch. They just don't have a big that can deal with Rudy Gobert. And secondly, you know, as much as we may look at Rudy and we want to put pressure on Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns, there's a different Timberwolf that I think that we should put a little bit of pressure on because he's been super inconsistent here in the last month. And that's Naz Reid. I know that we all love Naz Reid and we're screaming Naz Reid and we got beach towels and all that stuff. But he's got to be more consistent if this team is thinking about possibly contending for an NBA championship.
I think that's fair. I think Naz is a huge factor in this series, both, you know, from the bench scoring standpoint where you're talking about can their depth play a role? And also, like you said, Towns, you know, let's say two games back, and I've not been impressed by those two games. I mean, they eked out a win over against an inferior Atlanta team, and then they had that blowout loss to the Suns. Now, again, they've got a whole week now to get him a little bit healthier, get him reintegrated into what they want to do in the offense, things like that. But I was not impressed with what I saw so far. They're going to have a pretty tight kind of handle on, hey, if you get in the first 4 minutes of the game, the offense looks kind of disjointed. You can't just sit there and say, okay, Cat will work through this, because, listen, game one of this series is massive. I know every game in a playoff series is big. Every game one of a playoff series is big. But in this series in particular, game one is massive. You win this game, you change the narrative about you can't beat Phoenix, things like that. You lose this game, home court advantage is gone. You've lost to Phoenix four times this year. Now, all of a sudden, you're staring down a game two, or you've got to win, and you're staring down this idea of nobody's going to believe in you. So I think game one is massively important. You're going to need everybody, but you can't sit there and hope that you're going to see the Cat that you want to see, the Cat that helped them get off to that great start this year, the Cat that kind of got them in this position. You need to know what you're getting, and Naz Reid gives you a little bit more of that potentially right now.
Yep. No, I'm totally with you 100%.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Talking to Michael Brand from the Minneapolis Star Tribune here on the Chad Harbin Show on The Good Neighbor. All right, so a week from today is the NFL draft. What do you want the Vikings to do, and what do you think that they will do?
I want the Vikings to take a quarterback but not have to give up too much, right? Like Kwesi Adofo-Mensah said at his pre-draft thing, I think it was last week, they know that there's some irrationality built into the price to move up to get a quarterback. So, they know that there might be a slight overpay. What you can't be doing is I had Tom Curran from NBC Sports Boston on my podcast earlier this week. And he's talking about, the possibility of having to give it up both of this year's number one picks, next year's first round pick, and maybe a fourth first round pick to move up to number three. It's too much. This team is not good enough to do that. So I don't know what Kwesi's, self-described walk away price is. And I know that if you get the quarterback right, nobody's going to matter. Nobody's going to remember in the end what you had to give up, but that's just too much. And that's kind of that's the corner they've painted themselves into to a certain degree by having to have a quarterback, by announcing to the world that we're going to draft a quarterback while not having the draft pick right there that you can just go and take a quarterback. If they're picking three right now, that'd be great. Like if they just had gone into the season, let's say they finished 4-13 last year, like the Patriots, or even if they were up at like 5 or 6 and it was just an easy get to get there. Like you could say, okay, this is less worrisome. They put themselves in position, but they've also put themselves in position to have to overpay massively. So I hope they know what they're doing. And I hope they've kind of understood the sweet spot of like what the value is of quarterback X versus quarterback Y versus what you have to give up to get him.
Yeah. Hey, last thing, and this is kind of piggybacking off of your point about what do you give up. This from ESPN.com. New England Patriots director of scouting Elliot Wolf says Thursday that the team is, quote, open for business to trade the number 3 pick in the next week's 2024 NFL draft, but would be comfortable staying put and selecting a quarterback from what he called a unique class. You know how I view that, Mike, is that you are setting up the fleece job with the Minnesota Vikings. Yep. That's setting the trap for the Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. Give us all of this stuff and we'll give you 3. And I'm with you. I don't want to do that.
Do you love any of the other quarterbacks enough though?
I don't love any of these quarterbacks.
McCarthy. What's that?
I don't love any of these quarterbacks.
You don't love Caleb Williams? You don't love Jaden Daniels?
Nope. Love, really? Love, I don't love any of the quarterbacks. None of them.
Do you believe that they're in love with multiple quarterbacks? Is that their own leverage and posture?
I think that's them leveraging this. You can't be in love with 4 quarterbacks.
No. At the right, they've got a price, obviously. But what I'm fascinated by, what I don't know the answer to, and I don't, obviously they wouldn't tell us the answer to this, is like, what do they think of what are being labeled now the 5th and 6th quarterbacks in this draft? What do they think about Michael Penix? What do they think about Bo Nix? Do they like them, love them enough for the value to just say, we're not giving up 3 firsts to go get J.J. McCarthy. We're not giving up 3 firsts and more than that to go get Drake May. We're just going to sit here, take our guy at 11 or 23 and believe that we can get the most out of them and that quarterback's going to be a franchise guy. That's what I don't know, because that's a best case scenario. If they love one of those guys, it becomes a lot easier.
Yep. Hey, Ranball, I appreciate the time today, my man.
Yeah, you bet. Take care, Henry.
All right, take care. That's Michael Ranball, Minneapolis Star Tribune, joining us here on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Let's take a break. We'll come back. I want to talk about this a piece in the Minneapolis Star Tribune with regards to cutting down on our kids' screen time, being addicted to devices, maybe forcing them to get out and play more with their friends. We get to that next year on the Chad Arman Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.